My guest at this time is John Scruggs. He's a legal counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is representing a Phoenix, Arizona-based business called Brush and Nib. The studio specializes in hand painting, hand lettering, and calligraphy for weddings. But Brush and Nib is joining the list of florists, bakeries, and photographers being punished for refusing to provide services for same-sex weddings. And John, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
On behalf of Brush and Nib, you and ADF have filed suit against the Phoenix ordinance being applied against these ladies. What exactly does the ordinance say?
Well, the ordinance bans quote-unquote discrimination against various protected classes and also prevents businesses from issuing any communication which implies that someone of a protected class is unwelcome or objectionable. But when applied to our clients, that basically means that because our clients create art for opposite-sex wedding ceremonies, they have to do so for same-sex wedding ceremonies. So really compelling them to create artwork that is against their artistic and religious beliefs. And also, it prevents them from explaining their artistic and religious beliefs on their website. So it requires them to speak in ways and to create art that violates their beliefs and prohibits them from expressing their beliefs on their website.
Talk about that last part again. They are not allowed to express their beliefs on their website?
Exactly, because what the ordinance does, again, it says that any business cannot issue, quote, any communication that implies that someone is unwelcome or objectionable or not solicited. So, for example, if our clients wanted to express their religious beliefs about one man, one woman marriage, that could certainly imply that someone who is seeking same-sex marriage is objectionable. I mean, someone could definitely gain that inference. So it prohibits them from doing so. So it's really an egregious form of a regulation on speech, and that's why it's important to stress this case is really about artistic freedom, the freedom of artists to create in accordance with their beliefs and to express and explain their art on their website.
Now, what exactly did you ask for in your motion?
We basically asked for protection from the law on behalf of our clients. So basically that our clients would not be, and this is also an important point to stress, the law is egregious in its penalties. It could send if our clients violate the law, they could suffer up to $2,500 for each day they violate the law, and also 6 months in jail for each day they violate the law. So those are very severe penalties, and our motion essentially asks court, don't send our clients to jail. Let our clients exercise their artistic, their expressive rights without going and suffering these severe penalties.
$2,500 a day and 6 months per day. So has there been a formal charge under this ordinance that the court is now considering? And if the court does not agree to it, these ladies could be spending years in jail at this point?
Well, the nature of a lawsuit, it's a pre-enforcement lawsuit, so the city has not attempted to enforce the lawsuit against us yet, but it clearly does apply to our clients. In fact, the city has already interpreted and essentially enforced the law against similar entities. There is a business in Phoenix that is run by an ordained minister who objected to doing same-sex wedding request because of her religious beliefs. And the city essentially said, yeah, the business has to do that, but we'll make an exception because this was an ordained minister. Well, obviously, our clients are not ordained ministers, right? So that exception doesn't help them. But it gives you a glimpse that they clearly understand that the law requires expressive businesses who create expression, to comply. So there's no doubt in my mind that the city will try to enforce this law against our clients, and our clients shouldn't have to go to jail or suffer those severe penalties just to challenge an unconstitutional law.
So it's a preemptive lawsuit. What explanation have the ladies given you as to why they will not do work for same-sex weddings?
They have religious beliefs that are in support of one man, one woman marriage. They want to create art that is consistent with their artistic and religious beliefs. And that's the right of not just religious artists, but of all artists, right? We don't want to be forcing any artist to create art that violates their beliefs. That's just bad. The government makes a bad art critic. And so it really infringes on artists' rights and the rights of all citizens to create and to speak in accordance with their beliefs.
Is it simply the ceremonies? You're going to get media attention on this that'll probably simply say that they're refusing to serve gays and lesbians. So if it's a birthday celebration or something that's not a wedding, will they serve gay and lesbian customers?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, our clients willingly will serve people of all different or sexual orientations, you know, races, religions, whatever. It's not about the person, it's about the message that their art is promoting. They only want to promote certain messages. And so that's a very good point. And that shows this isn't about discrimination. This is about creating art that only promotes certain beliefs.
Did they come to you, or did you, since I know you're based in Arizona as well, see that this was a problem, this ordinance could be a big problem for people with their artistic expression? How did this start?
Our clients, you know, they read the news, so they've seen all these news reports in other areas where cities have forced bakers and florists to compel them to participate in same-sex wedding ceremonies. They have recently started their business, and they became aware of the law and became concerned about it, and they needed, you know, legal advice. Say, what are our rights? What can we do? And obviously, when you hear, hey, if you violate this law, you're going to go to jail for a long time, and you're going to suffer these severe financial penalties. The only sane thing a person would do in that situation, they wouldn't go and violate the law, right? They wouldn't go and wait around to go to jail. But they would challenge the law and ask court, you know, declare this law unconstitutional.
So what do you wait for now? What's the next phase in this, and how long do you think this will all take to sort out?
Sure. Well, we've filed this motion, as you mentioned, asking for the court to give us quick relief. Now we're just waiting for the city to respond. I think the city has issued some statements in the media saying they're going to defend the law. And so we welcome that challenge. We want to get before a court as soon as we can to make our legal arguments, because we feel very confident that the right of free speech prevents the government from telling artists what they should and shouldn't create. So we're basically waiting on the city's response, and once we get that, we'll have a hearing, and a court will decide our motion, hopefully within the next few weeks.
John, we'll keep on top of it. Thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
John Scruggs is legal counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.